Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. My facial expressions need to use their inside voice.
You scowl out loud?
Yeah, did I just roll my eyes out loud?
I have issues with that myself.
Oh my gosh, you know, if people could read my mind, I'd get punched in the throat a lot.
I got a granddaughter that does that.
I don't mean just a little, I mean a lot. Yeah, yeah.
You can read the expression on her face. I don't know where she gets it.
Yeah, you're right, right, yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Hey, welcome to our outfit.
Okay, here we go. I have the top 10 things, things that I am no longer interested in.
Oh, well, just 10? Yeah.
No, I figured we could add two of these.
Okay.
All right. Number one, driving at night.
Amen.
Yes.
That does not thrill me at all.
Right. And we could just keep going. We could go 1 through 10 on driving, period.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Driving at night, driving in the city, driving in the winter.
Winter.
Which happens to be number 2.
Oh, it is number 2.
Number two is driving in the winter.
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
Driving, period.
Driving in my wife's car. I don't fit. I do
the mini pooper?
Fit. Well, not just that one, but her other one. Either one. I just don't fit in cars.
Those are cars that you put on instead of getting
right,
in.
Yeah. Yes. Well, our dad never hated cars because he couldn't wear his hat.
No, he couldn't wear his hat. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's rough getting in and out.
Okay, we got 1 and 2 down.
Okay, you got those two.
Things I am no longer interested in. Number 3, getting on a scale.
No.
I could care less.
I could do without that.
Yep.
Yes.
I don't care.
Well, okay, keep right. going. Yeah. It's got to be in there somewhere.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't care what my cholesterol is.
Uh-uh.
I could care less.
Yeah.
Things I am no longer interested in, my cholesterol.
My cholesterol.
There you go. Yes. All right. Number 4, arguing with idiots.
So that would be arguing,
yeah,
period.
Period.
Yes.
Right. Never argue with someone more stupid than you.
Yeah, George's rule.
George's rule,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Number 5, I am no longer interested in being fashionable.
Me neither.
I could care less.
Is it comfortable?
Comfortable, yes, is what I'm shooting for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 6, I am no longer interested in going to the gym.
Nope.
Although I renamed my John the gym.
The gym.
Now I go to the gym twice a day, at least.
At least twice.
Yeah. Yeah. G-Y-M.
And not J-I-M.
Not J-I-M. Yeah. Number 7 thing that I am no longer interested in, kale.
Kale. You know, I've never had an interest.
I was never interested in that.
Kale.
Even in a salad where you drench it with a bunch of dressing, I just... Anyway.
Cardboard.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Number 8, things that I no longer am interested in, wearing clothes that do not stretch.
Yep, I'm not interested. If it don't stretch, I don't want
it. Forget it. And if I got to sit down in it, it better stretch.
It better stretch.
And it better stretch a long ways. Yeah. Number 9, counting carbs.
No longer interested.
No, there you go. That goes along with my cholesterol thing.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, the number 10 thing that I am no longer interested in, caring about what other people think about me.
Hey, I'm there.
I could care less.
I'm on that boat.
Yep. Hey, got a great show coming at us this week.
Goody, goody.
Joe Merrick's riding along with us. Pat Richardson has some poetry.
Yeah,
we have Riders in the Sky, Roger Miller, D.W. Grothy. Let's start with Wiley in the Wild West, High Tone Dance.
Now you can't expect a cowboy to agitate his shanks in an etiquette-ish manner in aristocratic ranks, when he's always been accustomed to shake the heel and toe at them rapping ranchers' dances where much etiquette don't go. You can bet I set him laughing in a quite excited way by giving up their squinters an astonished sort of play. When I happened into Denver and was asked to take a chance in the smooth and easy mazes of that high-toned dance, when I got amongst the ladies in the frocks of fleecy white and the dudes talked out in rappings that were simply out of sight, tell you what, I was embarrassed. Somehow I couldn't keep from feeling like a burro in a pretty flock of sheep. Every step I made was awkward. I blushed a fiery red, like the principal adornment on a turkey gobbler's head. And the lady said 'twas seldom that they had had the chance to see an old-time puncher at that high-toned dance. Well, I cut me out a heifer from a herd of pretty girls. I yanked her to the center to dance the dreamy whirls. She laid her head upon my bosom in a loving sort of way, and we drifted into heaven as the band began to play. I could feel my neck a-burning from her nose's breathing heat as she do-si-do'd around me half the time up on my feet. She peered into my blinkers with a soul-dissolving glance quite conducive to the pleasures of that high-toned dance. When they struck the old cotillion on the music bill of fare, every bit of devil in me seemed to burst out on a tear. I fetched a cowboy whoopee as I started in to rag, and I cut her with my trotters till the floor began to sag. Well, my partner, she got seasick and rushed back to her seat, so I balanced to the next one, but she dodged me slick and neat. Tell you what, I shook the creases from my go-to-meeting pants when I put the cowboy trimmings on that high tone dance. You bet I shook the creases from my go-to-meeting pants when I put the cowboy trimmings on that high-toned dance.
Oh yeah, good stuff there from Wiley and the Wild West. My favorite line in that song is, I feel like a burro in a pretty flock of sheep.
Yeah.
I do.
That is a good line. That is
just right. That is an old poem put to a song.
Mm-hmm.
Adams, I think, is the guy's last name. Barton Adams, something to that effect. Anyway.
That's a good line, though.
It's a great line.
Yeah.
I feel like a burro in a pretty flock of sheep at a lot of different functions.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us this week. And obviously, the first liar doesn't have a chance.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, you explain that to these good folks about
that. Well, have you ever told a story?
Yeah.
And there's always a crowd around.
Yeah.
And once you get done with your story,
you think that's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen to this.
Yeah. Right? Let me tell you another story.
Yeah. You think you had it rough.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The old one-uppers.
One-upper.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it was just harder for them.
Uh-huh.
They were more punchy than us. Well, you know, Of course, it doesn't take much to be more punchy than us. But anyway.
Well, I was watching the reining on the TV the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And they were asking the trainers and the riders if there's any superstitions.
Sure. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Well, there's a few superstitious riders out there.
Oh, always.
And when I walked in this morning, and I saw the color of your shirt, none of them would wear yellow.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yellow is banned in the arena, I guess.
Well, I'll be darned. Now, that's interesting. Well, does it draw attention to the rider?
I don't know. It's a superstition.
I'll bet, you know.
It just don't make sense.
Yeah. You know what my favorite color of shirts are? The color that my wife buys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I have no control.
Well, then I really hate it when she shrinks my shirts.
And don't you hate that?
Oh, it just chaps me.
Yeah. I got a whole poem about that. Right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But none of the Rainers will wear yellow
in the arena. Yellow does not go in the reigning arena.
What about fuchsia? Or
well, there was a few of those.
Periwinkle or, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And one old boy, he was 70 years old, and he says, as long as I look good, I don't care what the score says. As long as I look good doing it.
Oh, my gosh. I saw on the internet a video of a 91-year-old calf roper.
No kidding.
Got it tied in 13 seconds.
Are you kidding?
No, it was the dangdest thing. That was so awesome.
Was his last name Beck?
Hollenbeck.
Hollenbeck?
Yeah, no, but he's in his 80s and he can still tie him in 10.
Oh, my word.
I know, yeah. Hey, we better ditch out to a cowmercial right now, but when we come back, Deacon Dub, D.W. Grothy, is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.